Indigo Girls and Brandi Carlile live in KBCO Studio C on 97.3 KBCO. I want to ask you about the Green Team. I think it's great the way you get your fans involved. And is that right, the Green Team? If people help, you know, pick up the recyclables and the trash afterwards, you reward them with tickets?
Tickets or a T-shirt if they already have tickets. Yeah, it's really great. And then we get to meet them along the way and make sure the recycling gets taken care of, because we were having trouble getting that taken care of consistently, and this is just a great way to do that.
And it's a green tour, too, right? The bus biodiesel?
Yeah, yep. I mean, we've been running biodiesel for about 7 years, but we just got to the place where we are more consistent, probably about 75 to 80% of the time we've got it. So we've worked a long time up to that. And just everything we can do, recycled paper, you know, all the stuff that we can do on tour. And we just got a Green Team going because we realized a lot of the times on the East Coast, actually, it's more of a problem with the recycling. It just wasn't happening, and we got frustrated. And we would try to make it happen, but Emily and I would be, like, shoving cans, you know, taking cans out of trash cans and after the show. And, like, we need some help with this. So we just decided to, like, have some help and take our own containers. But out West, everybody does it, so it's...
Yeah, we're pretty good. I catch a couple coworkers once in a while, but they get a stern lecture from me. Hey, I wanted to ask you also about a conference you attended in New Orleans. It was an artist activist conference. Tell me just a little bit about that. It sounded like a great gathering of people who care.
Just a bunch of different artists, singer-songwriter types, avant-garde artists, and me and Amy, and we went down to sort of brainstorm about activism, what it means to be an activist, why musicians want to be activists, how we can network, and... But I think the most important thing was that we really got to witness the devastation after Katrina, after the levees broke 2 years later, and it's still so devastated. And, you know, we spent some time with Al Carnival Time Johnson, who wrote this very, very famous Mardi Gras song, this pillar of the music community, and his house was just completely blown away. So we all went to the Lower Ninth Ward and stood there in this grassy field that used to be houses, you know, and people's history. And so this group, Sweet Home New Orleans, is trying to bring those musicians back and nurture the music community back to life that was so devastated, along with everybody else. So to get to see that firsthand and to play a benefit and to try to help raise money to get a house for Al and to bring others back to the community was very, very galvanizing for all of us as artists, and to realize what a deep, deep, deep city New Orleans is. It's part of our national treasure, and what happens to them happens to all of us. So it was a very, very powerful gathering.
And you really have to see it to believe it, don't you? I mean, you can
really
describe
do.
It, but it,
you have to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you want to do another song for us, please? I know, nothing like a shift there. I didn't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is okay. A song off our latest record, Despite Our Differences, that Brandi sang the harmony parts on. So it's called Last Tears.